I'm going to discuss a couple of experiments that deal with the management of glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth and cotton. Hopefully today I'll be able to show you some practical herbicide management decisions that can increase the feasibility in controlling this weed. As you've heard, palm amaranth can grow very quickly. It can also become very large. This makes it extremely competitive with cotton. It's also very prolific. And once introduced into areas, populations such as these can develop rapidly. Glyphosate is very effective on this weed. And this is probably one of the reasons that producers have adopted this Roundup Ready technology. However, with the widespread use of glyphosate, we've seen resistant biotypes been discovered. And as of now, we have documented glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth in 5 cotton-producing states. From our research, we saw that early season weed control is critical. Applications of post-emergent herbicides that were residual and aggressive lay-by programs will not be entirely effective. The use of pre-emergent herbicides must be used for more successful management. The first experiment I'll discuss was a conventional tillage test conducted in Mount Olive, North Carolina during 2007. Treatments which differed only in pre-application were arranged in a randomized complete block with 4 applications. This location had an extremely high infestation of palm amaranth, and populations could reach 150 to 200 plants per square yard. About a third of this population was glyphosate resistant, but as of yet, we haven't seen any evidence of staple or other ALS resistance. One set of treatments in this experiment consisted of 5 pre-emergent herbicides applied alone. They were Cotteran, Prowl, Reflex at 1 and 1.5 pints per acre, Direx, and Staple. We also had a no pre-treatment. Other treatments consisted of combination of pre-emergents. They included Reflex at 1 pint, plus Prowl, Direx, Cotteran, and Staple. We also looked at Direx with Prowl Reflex, and additionally Staple plus Direx and Reflex. As I said earlier, treatments only differed from pre-application, and all plots got sequence post at the 2-leaf stage, touchdown total at the 5-leaf stage, and a lay-by application of Soprinidin MSMA. Palm amaranth control 60 days after lay-by showed that control from systems that did not receive a pre was 44%. This control is achieved from the post-treatments and the lay-by application. Except for Cotteran, we saw that all individual pre's increased control over the no-pre treatment. And among the individual herbicides, we saw that Staple, 1.5 pints of Reflex, and Direx were most effective. Systems that received Direx alone pre were controlled 78%. When we added Prowl or Reflex to Direx, increased control was not seen. However, the combination of Direx plus Staple was more effective than Direx alone. Systems that received 1 pint of Reflex were controlled 71% 60 days after lay-by. The higher rate of Reflex increased our control to 84%. Among comparisons with the low rate of Reflex, we saw that combinations of Reflex plus Direx, Prowl, and Staple were more effective. And among comparisons with the higher rate of Reflex, we saw that only adding Staple to Reflex increased control. Systems that received Staple alone pre were controlled 90%. We saw numerical increases in control when we added Direx and Reflex to 95%. However, this increased control was not significant, and this was probably due to the fact that Staple was very effective alone. Before I talk about yields from this experiment, I did want to mention that the soil at this location was very sandy, and record drought occurred in North Carolina during 2007. Therefore, yields were poor. Seed cotton yield from systems that did not receive a pre yielded 670 pounds per acre. All individual pre-herbicides increased yield by at least 60%. Among the individual herbicides, yields were similar. However, Reflex at 1.5 pints increased yield by 94%. Systems that received direct alone pre yielded 1,040 pounds. Adding prowl or reflex did not increase yields over direct alone. However, staple added to reflex significantly increased yields by 33%. Systems that received the low rate of reflex yielded 1,030 pounds. We saw a numerical increase to 1,290 pounds with the higher rate of reflex. Among comparisons with the one-pipe treatment, all combinations yielded similarly. However, we saw a numerical increase in control when prowl was added. Among comparisons with the high rate of reflex, we saw the combinations of one pint of reflex with direct staple and prowl yielded similarly. Systems that only received staple pre yielded 1,060 pounds. We saw a numerical increase in yield of 8% when we added reflex pre. And we saw a significant increase of 31% when direct was added to staple. The second experiment I'll discuss today deals with management systems in no-till cotton. Cotton, which was planted in a desiccated wheat crop, and this study was conducted in 2007 at the same Mount Olive location. Treatments were arranged factorially in a randomized complete block design with three replications. The factorial arrangement of treatments consisted of two pre-plant options, two pre-options, and three early post-options. Pre-plant options consisted of WeatherMax plus 2,4-D or WeatherMax 2,4-D and 2 ounces of Valor. These were applied 26 days before planting. Pre-options consisted of WeatherMax and WeatherMax plus Reflex. And the early post-options consisted of WeatherMax alone or WeatherMax combined with 1 pint of dual and 2.5 ounces of staple. These were applied to the two-leaf cotton. All plots received WeatherMax application at the six-leaf stage and a lay-by application of Direx and MSMA. Weed control data was transformed and subjected to ANOVA with partitioning appropriate for a factorial design. We evaluated palm amaranth control 14 days after planting and before the early post to determine the effectiveness of the pre-plant and pre-applications. Data analysis showed a significant pre-plant by pre-interaction, which is shown here. All plots received WeatherMax and 2,4-D pre-plant and WeatherMax pre, so therefore these plots were considered our check, which explains why control was 0%. In the absence of Valor, reflex-applied pre-plant gave us 93% control. When Valor was applied pre-plant, we saw that control was 81%. And this was 14 percentage points lower than reflex pre. However, the most effective combination consisted of Valor pre-plant and reflex pre. Weed control data from 30 days after lay-by showed a small yet significant pre-plant main effect. And plots that received WeatherMax and 2,4-D were controlled 93%. We saw a 3% increase in control when Valor was applied pre-plant. We also saw a significant pre by early post interaction. Plots that received WeatherMax pre and WeatherMax early post were controlled 85%. In the absence of reflex, when dual or staple was added, we saw control increase to 92 and 96%, with staple being more effective than dual. When reflex was applied pre, both dual and staple increased control to 99%. Seed cotton yield data showed that only the main effects remained significant. And here we see that plots that received WeatherMax and 2,4-D pre-plant yielded 1,530 pounds of seed cotton. When Valor was added to the system, we saw significant increases in yield of 15%. As I showed you in one of the previous slides, 30 days after lay-by, Valor added to WeatherMax and 2,4-D only increased weed control by 3%. However, 14 days after planting, we saw that Valor pre-plant gave us 81% control. This helps me show you that early season weed control is critical and that reducing competition from Palmer amaranth early in the year can increase yields. The pre-emergent main effect showed that plots that received WeatherMax pre yielded 1,580 pounds. When Reflex was added to WeatherMax, yields were increased by 9%. Plots that received WeatherMax early post yielded 1,530 pounds. We saw a numerical increase in yields of 7% when Dual was added to WeatherMax. However, we saw a significant increase in yields when Staple was added to WeatherMax, 16%. From the first experiment, we made several conclusions. We saw that any pre was better than nothing when dealing with glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. We saw that the most effective individual pre's were Direx, Staple, and Reflex. And the combinations of Staple plus Direx and Staple plus Reflex were our best pre-options. From the second experiment, we saw that applied alone, Reflex was somewhat more effective than Valor. However, control was best when both were applied. The reason that Reflex was probably more effective than Valor was due to the fact that Valor was applied 26 days before the Reflex. In soybean experiments, when we applied Valor and Reflex at the same time, we saw that control was just as good, if not better, with Valor compared to Reflex. We also saw that Staple Post was somewhat better than Dual Magnum. That's, of course, if there is no ALS resistance, which is widespread in the Southeast. And from the second experiment, we saw that the most effective system was Valor Preplant, followed by Reflex Pre, WeatherMax and Staple Post, and Residual Lay-By. However, this system is most likely not cost-effective. And here I'm going to show you some other options, which are a little less expensive and may also be good. They can consist of Valor Preplant, followed by Direx Pre, WeatherMax and Staple Early Post, and a Residual Lay-By. Other options include no preplant application and one of these four pretreatments, followed by WeatherMax and Dual and a Residual Lay-By program. Hopefully today I've showed you how early season weed control is critical to managing glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth and cotton, and that although expensive, we may be able to effectively manage this weed. With that, I conclude my talk and ask any questions.
Plenty of time for questions. Questions for our speaker.
What was your weather after your pre's? Dr. Mueller asked, what was our weather like after the pre's in experiment one? We did get good activation from the pre's in this experiment. We did have a dry year, but luckily we did get those pre's watered in. He asked the question that since he said we thought we had the highest yields with Reflex and the highest control from Staple and asked how that was possible. Well, to tell you one thing, we did see a lot of injury from Staple early season in that experiment. And Staple injured cotton up to 20%. And with the Reflex, we didn't see that much injury. We saw it from 4 to 6%. So that probably explained that difference in yield.
Other questions for our speaker?
He asked how much these programs cost. I'm not sure exactly how much they cost. I know they're expensive, but I know when you don't control these weeds, it ends up costing you a lot more money.